looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. Each show, we shine the spotlight on helpful techniques, mindsets, lifestyles, and inspiring stories to help you get through, not over, life's challenges. Commitments, promises, and vows are all things we make all throughout our lives, to ourselves, to other people, and to the way we live. I chose today's topic and guest based on a very popular and familiar commitment ceremony that many people have made. They make it and have it and do it, and that is weddings. I really feel that weddings are a perfect event to explore and to use as an analogy for how we use the experience of expressing ourselves to strengthen our commitments. Whether it's getting the courage to pop the question or keeping your cool as all the details come to life for the special day, your attitude and emotions can be affected on the roller coaster of bliss. From making a big splashy presentation to a simple service of exchanging vows, big promises are made and commitments are witnessed that are strengthened from creating that setting that's perfect for your heart. On today's show, we have Jim Zeman, owner of Pine Lodge Muskoka, a beautiful retreat and event lodge, to explore with us how fears and challenges that can come up with making a commitment and having that day. We're going to learn how to stay calm, stay heart-centered, and how to build a supportive team around you so that the till death do us part isn't sooner than later. Thank you, Jim, for joining us. And to everyone else, welcome to He Said, She Said, Yes. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Terrific. This is in my preparation for today's show, I could never have thought that I could think of so many things like that we could talk about and share and help people through this whole thing. Because when I first started talking to you about this, you were in the midst of, you know, preparing to, you know, you do event planning and wedding planning, and you were in the middle of doing this, and I thought, goodness, there's a lot going on here. These things really matter. These are important, and all these details, and I thought, that's why I'm so happy that you can share all this with us. So my first question to start was, share with us, too, you're a new owner of a lovely place, and you really are excited to be a part of people's events and experiences, and one of them is a wedding. Share, like, what is that?
Well, you just mentioned the word experience, and everyone that comes through the doors of the Pine Lodge Muskoka or the restaurant Jimmy Z's, if they're here for dinner, they're here to stay overnight, they're here for a retreat or for a wedding, when they leave, we actually have a sign as they're leaving that says, "Life is good." Because life is good, and we want them to have a great experience here. You know, life is wonderful. We want them to enjoy it. And planning a wedding, yes, it can be very stressful. But at the same time, when you're thinking about the wedding, you have to remember your relationship with your significant other, your partner, will always be the most important relationship you'll ever have with another human being. So it's important to nurture it properly, especially during the process, the planning, because everyone says it's very stressful. You've heard of, you know, from family, friends, you've heard of term bridezilla. Like, there are so many things that you can do, but it's really, but it's so important, though, to really, like you said, support, have a team around you, and to talk with your partner. But at Pine Lodge Muskoka, what's really nice is you can actually have the beautiful, you know, you can have a theme where it's, you know, it's more cottage feel. But at the same time, we're planning a wedding, actually, right now, that's going to be very elegant, upscale, crystal centerpieces. And so it all depends on what you, the bride and groom, really would like, the partners.
I love that you just brought up about, like, details like that, because as I was going through this process of thinking, when anybody makes any kind of a promise or vow or commitment, they really have a before and after. They have let's talk about a bride and groom. The bride and groom before are still very individual. That's the bride, that's the groom, they do their things. Then they walk down the aisle or do their ceremony, and that's another little mini stage because it's, you know, just an hour or so. And then the reception part, they are now witnessed by others. They're welcome. They're introducing themselves as these, as this new identity, this new, because now they're a couple. And I was thinking about as a planner, but if you yourself have to sit with these two people as they are individuals and try to imagine what, you know, really get to know them and all the details of who they will become as a team at the other side of it. And then you have to pull all those like themes, like crystals, what you just mentioned, there's going to be crystals, or maybe they're just other themes, like going
Lisa,
outside.
No, you're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right. Because, for example, when people come here and they want to talk, they ask, can I have a wedding package? And I said, well, actually, they like to see the prices, see the menus. And I actually seen their faces when I say, well, actually, I don't have the package. And they're like, oh, that's right, you just recently taken over. And I'm like, actually, even in 2 years from now, I will not have a pre-wedding package, because every wedding is going to be different here at Pine Lodge, because exactly what you said, I want to know them. I want to get to know them. I want to know, feel for them. So every wedding will be different, will have its own unique to the couple, to the people that are getting married. And I think that's really important. And of course, we'll be talking about menu options and things like that. But before we even get to that, I like to take time and get to know the couple and then propose what I think would be a wonderful wedding. And again, the budget is also very important. You know, there's a lot of things
that
you have to do with a wedding. The budget and critical path.
You just said propose.
Oh, that's right.
speaking of propose, now, the really neat thing about I'm going to bring this right down to, we're stripping this right down to the beginning. Somebody, you know, meets another person. In this case, we're talking about weddings, but I'm also going to be talking about all sorts of commitments. I can say right now, I have fully committed to my family, my cats. And this is something that I stand by. This is something I really had to vocalize and say and share, not only to myself, but make, you know what I mean? Like, just like people are getting married, stand in front of others to be witness, to hear, say, I'm making a vow. I am promising this. And my commitment to this is doing this. Now, I was going to ask you, let's go really right back to the beginning of what could potentially bring up some fears. What are people afraid of in making a vow or a commitment promise? Because you're going to experience a lot of couples, you know, fights, like, you know, arguments or fights, or whatever. Like, because as they plan things, they're really choosing things that are important to them, of how they, it's supporting them, how they're going to be able to continue this commitment for the rest of their lives. So let us share with us what you think, what you've experienced, because you've done lots of weddings prior to the lodge. You know, what are some fears? What's happening in people's minds and hearts?
Well, again, you had mentioned the word commitment, mentioned the vows, and it's also what I find most with people that are getting married is even the blending of families. Okay, because if you look back the old traditional, when you're going into the church and the groomsmen ask, are you friends or family of the bride or the groom? So it's honestly the bride's on the left side, the groom's on the right side. Whereas now we're encouraging that we don't ask that, because it doesn't matter if you're the bride's side or the groom's side. You're now uniting. They're blending a family, blending a friend. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very stressful. Even when it comes down to doing the seating plan, I've seen many brides get very upset because you can't put this person by this person. You can't put this, you know. So our job here, for example, when we're doing our weddings, is to make it as friendly, warming as possible. And we really try to take as much stress off the couple completely. We actually have a dual binder system, for example. So the bride is given a binder and we have a binder. And as we're putting things in, there's a certain request, wish list, etc. They're identical at all times. And that's very important, communication, because our job is to try to release the stress, you know, and basically just focus on you, your relationship, and leave all the details, because planning a wedding, there's many details. And a lot of people, of course, have never been through this before. So that's our job, our experience, to help them and guide them to it. And the dual binder system works out fantastic. And we also encourage them. We also will be sending emails to the bride. And the tips on basically, again, trying to make sure, for example, are you getting enough sleep? You had talked about how to deal with the stress. And we encourage, so we also give out ideas and clues, like, for example, get some sleep, you know, be physically active and go for a walk. If you enjoy the walk, you go for a walk, take a 20, 30 minute walk, because you really have a lot of things going through your mind. And now you're just thinking, adding one more, how am I going to now go get exercise? But if you think about it, Lisa, something else you do is rather, like, even if you like yoga, so grab your mat and to commit to what you love. Not only will it make you feel great, but it'll help you look as well too for your special day.
I love that you said yoga specifically. You know why? Because we actually, yoga is the union of spirit and mind and heart and body and all those things. I love that you chose that. It is important to take all those pieces for everything that you're doing. And I love that you talked about communication. I think communication is really what can help people through a lot of fears in any kind of vow or promise. First of all, to be clear on what the promises you're making, you know, and how can you honor that, and how can you honor yourself as what you're saying. Really be mindful of your attitude, your emotional state, your mental state. And you just remind me of a funny show I watched. I can't remember what it was. I almost can remember. It's almost in my mind there, too, but there was a funny sitcom, and she was planning this wedding, and it was like she was a seat chart Nazi, and she's no more changing. Eddie, nobody can change because this person can't be here and that person. And it was like this crazy thing that was.
It's so true. I've seen it happen many times.
And here's why it's actually it's important to bring this up. People are involved in your commitment. People are supporting this, right? They can, if you have, I'm going to ask you a question. I'll make sure we're not going to, right? Whoa, okay, this is a question I want you to answer when we come back. The question will be, how important is it that the event, the experience of somebody making the commitment, making the vow, how important is it to be positive? It can be passion is passion. I mean, it can be like, oh my God, that was the worst day ever, but it was awesome. Or it was about how important is the experience, the level of experience to help you with that commitment for lifelong when we come back.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I just can't wait to have somebody have a wedding with that kind of ragtime music, you know, honky tonk, and that. It always puts a smile on my face. Now, actually, yes, we will talk about music later, but I left you with a question, and really the question, what I was, if I can be more, a little bit more articulate there, is if I were to make a vow or a commitment to myself, somebody, it doesn't matter, anybody, and I don't make a big deal of it, you know, I just kind of say it casually, will it, you know, it always comes from the heart, I know that, but do you think that by creating an event that really has a lot of meaning and experience in that event will help you to actually keep that commitment a lot easier or support you? Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Hope
that
makes sense. Oh, no, absolutely. No, it does. I totally, and it gets back to what we were talking about earlier where we said that, you know, we need to talk it out because this is the very most important day. You are committing your life with another person to their life. And that's one thing I love about, for example, after the wedding, you know, the anniversary, you know, for example, we can go further detail later about this. But again, I actually would, if I could, I would actually encourage every couple, you know, you say your vows, you say your commitment, but I would love for people to repeat that every year. You know, not saying the big event celebration, but even just to each other. It could be in dinner, it could be in front of a fireplace, but really, because a lot of people, you know, you have your big wedding day and you make this, but again, it is the most important relationship you have in your life. And sometimes I think people need a little bit of reminder, you know, because marriage is, you know, you really want to put life in your relationship at all times. And it's the subtle things that we either forget or we don't do nearly as often as we should to make our relationships as amazing as it should be.
I love that you said that. That is so beautiful. Actually, you know, I'm going to relate this to a weird thing, but it's like rereading your lease. If you signed a lease, and then later on something comes up, you know, something comes up in the house, like, oh, I don't like that, or something went on, I'm going to check my lease to see what's in there. And then you go back and you go, gosh, I don't even remember reading that. Or yes, it does say in this lease, da, da, da. So what a great, I made that really cold and clinical, I'm sorry. However, you know,
that's okay.
I think that's perfect. No, you said that, and you know, you're right, it does. And when you have that looking back, like, oh, they have memories of, do you remember when Aunt so-and-so did this, or so that was lovely when so-and-so said this. And yeah, you probably, you know what, I think you're coming up with something. Maybe you should event planning for anniversaries as well, too, which I'm sure you will be.
Well, it's important. Well, actually, to be honest, one thing, our policies at Pine Lodge Muskoka that I put in here is if you have your wedding here, okay, if you have your ceremony or your dinner and reception, you will have one free night on your anniversary every year after.
You love it
and
that much.
And I don't
much.
Know if anybody
Aww.
Does that. I do. Yeah, because to me, we're still celebrating
really
and we're part of the memories.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And you know, that's also something like when you do a family reunion or family picnic. All these things are reminding of the family ties. And that was so beautiful that you actually opened
yes.
with.
I want people, yeah, about, I know, want people meeting. To come back. Because I want people to come
well,
back
yeah,
have that sharing in their heart and that excitement, you know, every year. Why should that just be for one day on your wedding day? You know, that's why your anniversary, celebrate it. And that's why passion, you mentioned the word passionate and experience. And that's why I tell the brides and grooms or partners and say, this is about you both. This is your wedding. It's not your mother's. It's not your father's. It's not your grandmother's. It's not your aunt's. So it is yours. And yes, you want to try to listen to people's wishes, but at the end of the day, this is your wedding. Okay. And that's why I was saying, talk it out. If the stress, especially if it's getting older, talk to your fiance. You talk to your wedding party, family, or other support that you have in your life, and let them know that you're overwhelmed. And you then step back, take a deep breath, because it's all going to come together. And really rely on the people that are actually helping you plan your
Let's
wedding, like at your venue, for example.
I was going to say, let's talk about that overwhelm. Why do we allow ourselves to get so overwhelmed on something that's coming from such, like, anybody, I make commitments and vows to the cast all the time, and not even kidding about that. You know, yes. I promise I'll be here to, you know, as long as you're alive, you know, I can't remember, or I'll take you for a walk if a snake said, or well, at least, that's a silly one, but whatever. I'm trying to say is that why do we get so overwhelmed? What is this? Are we worried about other people, what they're going to think? Like, I'll let you answer this. But, yeah, what are we so overwhelmed about?
No, brides are overwhelmed. Well, it's interesting because I've seen the stress through the years change, actually. And one of the major stressors right now is social media, because there's so many wonderful places to go to get ideas. Now, you've got, you know, of course, you have your Facebook, Instagram. Then you're looking at Pinterest, you know, and then all of a sudden, all these things. So now they're trying to decide, oh, should I have that? Should I have that? Oh, how much is this going to cost? I want an ice sculpture. Oh, what about this? What about this? And it's the overwhelming of all these decisions. And at the same time, it gets down to the budget. I find the budget one of the most stressful when planning a wedding, because you don't want to, you know, to get in debt. You don't want to start your life off with debt. You know, so that's where people have to really take back and really think, okay, what's important for this wedding? How many guests should we invite? Are we going to invite someone who's really close, like from that we're still in touch with from university? Or do we have to invite a second cousin we haven't seen in 8 years because parents want the cousins to be there, for example? You know, so when I say to everyone, it gets back to it's your wedding. You're not going to be able to please everyone's wishes, but at the end of the day, it's what you and your partner, you and your fiance want your wedding to be about. And I always try to make sure that the wedding has a feeling of them. Like, you know, not everyone wants a storybook, big, lavish wedding. Someone wants something small and intimate. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you're making your vows to each other. And nobody else really should be involved with that planning except for the bride and groom.
Right. You know, it's when you say about, you know, having this person come over making those decisions, because you're right. The overwhelm can – I love that you brought up, as soon as you get on any social media, you look at all the pictures. I can't even imagine what Instagram, if somebody were punching the word wedding, like if, you know, if that was some suddenly – one day I had to go, boom, I have to do this. There is – you almost get lost in it and you can't remember what it is that you yourself – because maybe you like so many different things. When you're sitting down for the bride and groom or whoever it is going to make a vow to somebody else and you're sitting with them, do you have a particular maybe like a beginning – not the very first question – a question that really allows them to tap into their own hearts to say – this is actually like the most important thing, of course, is to have that friendship.
It's interesting you mentioned that, though, Lisa. It's interesting because I actually the first thing I asked you is I said, "How did you meet? How did you get to know each other?" And this, I've loved the stories I've heard. It's fantastic. Yeah. I've heard everything. It's like literally, like the Tim Hortons story commercial. I actually met a couple exactly that. She goes, "I was in college." She goes, "I was at Tim Hortons, sat down, had a coffee," and she says, "This good-looking guy came in." And I could not stop looking at him. And we kind of looked at each other a bit. And then he got his coffee. He turned around. He started leaving Tim Hortons. He came back, turned around, and sat down at the table. And that's how our relationship began. And to me, when you get a feeling, and I like to incorporate that part somehow into the wedding or into the theme, for example, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, you know, and it's that spark, it's that passion, the ignition. And then if you can, and we want to renew that and put it into your wedding, you know, that's what's really, really important. And I just think it's, you're creating, like I said, you're creating an experience, and I love being a part of it because I want them to come back year after year, or just even, you know, seeing how happy they are, their guests are, because you want to create a wonderful experience for your guests. But again, it gets back to again about you both. You as a couple.
You know, it's neat how two things in there, right there. You just ignited so many things in my mind. First thing being, you said, you know, you're sitting down somewhere and another person walks in the room, and then you have this spark. And really, what that is it's the level which we are vibrating, like our own feel, like where our lives are at that moment, that we will attract or be attracted to somebody else who maybe can either, you know, that's a lesson that we're going to learn. Somebody's going to be something in our lives. I love that you brought that up because really you're right. How somebody meets is really, really all about vibration and law of attraction and attraction.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. And oh, goodness. Wait, what was that? Okay, wait. Then we, okay, because that was the funny thing I wanted to highlight. Oh, no, I can't remember.
No worries.
Oh, it should have written down. No, I
don't
have time here. But, you know, that is the cool thing about vibration. Yes, I love that.
And you want and it's funny you mentioned vibration because you want positive vibration. You want positive vibes throughout the day, even leading up to it. Because there's all these some wedding couples will have like the rehearsal dinner. Then there's going to be a bridal shower. Then there could be a Jack and Jill, for example. So there's a lot of things leading even up to the big day that can be stressful. Right. And at the same time, it's good to be organized. But again, I keep saying you have to rely on the people that's hosting your wedding to take a lot of that stress away. Like, for example, you should be there to enjoy your day. And like I, for example, you know, there was one bride who just wanted to control everything. And it's good to be in charge of it, but you don't want to control it too much because it's not going to be enjoyable for you. It's not going to be enjoyable for your fiance and even your closest friends. It's in your wedding party. Like there was one story I mentioned, and that's why I try to bring it up to this as an example, because there's this one wedding where every person in the wedding party got a file folder and they were given their roles and responsibilities, which I'm like, okay, but everything is timed exactly. Like, for example, I'm looking at the schedule and said, okay, they'll be now announced husband and wife. Then, you know, they kiss the bride. Then you walk down the aisle, take three steps, stop, look to the left and smile, walk three steps, look to the right. And I'm reading this and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, you know? And then sure enough, in the head table is seated, and you know, the soup is put out and the groom picked up his spoon, and the bride kind of said to him, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm having my soup." She goes, "No, refer to your schedule. The soup is put down. That's when we're going to go and do the first three tables and walk around saying hello." And so, unfortunately, was it a beautiful wedding? Absolutely. Did the wedding party and the groom really enjoy themselves? No, because it was too structured. And I'm just kind of using that as an example because, again, it's good to get organized, but you want to make sure it's a fun day. It's fun for everybody because weddings are, when you're asking, when you're you're asking a friend or family member to be in a wedding party, that's a huge commitment from people, not just from a financial, but also time, et cetera, and giving support. So I think it's an honor to be asked in a wedding party, but it's also an honor when the person says yes.
You know what? That is very fair of you to say that. Very, very fair of you to say that. Actually, you know what? I have been asked to be in a bridal party, and I have absolutely declined them. My sister's was the only one I was in. And plus, I was the only one in the bridal party. I love her. It's very, very you know me. I don't like big groups. So, but, you know, that is actually – I love that you said – thank you for all the people who have ever said yes to be in a bridal party, for you saying that, like to say that is an honor as well. And that's so much. I'm so glad you said about fun. Just before we go on commercial, I do want to highlight making a vow and a commitment and a promise. That is fun. That's why you're doing it. You are so brightened up, and you are so excited. It's like, wow, how much fun should that be? Because it's very serious in the way that you're making a commitment. But yes. Fun. And you know what? We remember things more when they're fun. Well, remember them when they're bad, too. But you know what I mean? Like, when you have so much fun, like, the memories that are created, they look at how much fun we had. Like, when we do come
exactly.
back. we're going to go to commercial just shortly. I know that I can feel it. I want to talk about what I do remember as the guests that go to a wedding. This is going to be fun.
Okay, sounds good.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, of course, now I have Going to the Chapel song in my head. We were going to do the wedding. You know what? I was thinking of being on the other end of weddings, the guest, being a guest, mm-hmm. you know, and I can honestly say, it's not that I've been to many, many, but I've definitely been to some. And every time I do go, I really do listen to the words. I love hearing the ceremony part. I love hearing what the bride and groom are saying. I love hearing what other people are saying around you. And then there's this moment of reflection, because even to myself, as I mentioned, whether I'm making, you know, vows to the cats or myself, I definitely make vows to myself, for sure, absolutely. And I think that by going and being a guest at another's wedding, just like an anniversary, Whitney said, you get to be reminded of that. And all that feeling, all the vibration around you of what they're committing to is being zapped into your little heart and brain again. And I was going to say that it's really important to, I think, invite people. So sometimes, you know, you want a small, I'm a smaller wedding type person thingy, but the more the merrier sometimes as well, correct? Like the lodge you're going to have.
I totally agree. The important part of the wedding is, to be honest, I find myself, is the ceremony, is the vows, because that is actually what you're witnessing. And it's kind of disheartens me when I go to a wedding and they have 300 people coming, 250 people come to reception, and there's 40 people only for the ceremony. And yes, it's great to come for the party. It's good to come for the party and celebrate, absolutely, and have dinner. And some people have work commitments. But a lot of people don't want, for some reason, they're like, oh, I'm not going to go to the church, or I'm not going to go to, you know, the ceremony.
Why do you think that, though?
I don't know. I wish I could really say. It's interesting.
Right now,
you see that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Is it a self-absorption kind of thing? Is it we just don't want to? Like, why are we not? You know, back in the day when they had the, you know, tribes, people would, this is the ceremony, was the party, was the thing. And I wonder what, because you yourself have even witnessed this, like only 40 people will be at a wedding. And then.
Yeah. But one of the trends now, Lisa, but one of the trends now is actually leaning away from, you know, the 1 o'clock service and then come back at 5:30 for a cocktail reception. For example, a lot of weddings now are doing it like around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and the cocktail reception begins right after the ceremony. The couple and the wedding party and family go for the photographer, and then they come back and the party begins, and it ends like around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So it's not going till 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's a continuous. So they have everyone there for the ceremony, and it then becomes the reception into the dinner, speeches, dancing, etc. I'm seeing more and more of that actually.
Right, and actually,
nice
you brought up the word speech.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because you're bringing up the word speech, and this is where we are giving the opportunities to others, the bridal party, the mom and dad, and all those things, to kind of say, I stood up as a witness, or I'm supporting this couple and this vow and this commitment because of this. Mm-hmm. And again, we're shrinking, like, every, you know, kind of we hear people say, oh, I hope these speeches aren't long, or I hope, you know, I wonder what it is that we are. Is there a trend that, you know, it's like you said before, social media has it all, it's about how it looks and everything. I think it would be really so nice that we kind of really think, like, really go back into our hearts and think, well, what is this whole commitment about? As opposed to, I think that's something that when you sit down with them, you say, why did you meet? How did you meet? Why did you meet? Why did you meet? How did you meet? What are the other questions that you run through and you're asking people to find out to help them strengthen and support and really have a wedding that's for them?
Well, basically, questions in terms of asking how they meet, as well as finding out where are they from, how and what type of people are coming to your wedding. Because that's when you help them suggest, even when it comes to music or decor, for example. Like, you know, as well, you know, question is, for example, cash bar, open bar. That, we could have a whole show on that, debating that. You know, for example, you know, when it comes to that. But the thing is, once you get to know the bride and groom or the partners, you really see, like, you know what, this is the type of wedding. That's why I said every wedding here at Pinewoods Muskoka is going to be different. There will not be a same wedding, because it can't be and it shouldn't be. It has to be basically themed with a couple, actually. And I just find that, you know, when you've got, you know, the stress coming in, because you should only be worried about, okay, the dress. Let everything else come to the planner.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to hire, pay $1,000 or $2,000 for a wedding planner. You lean on the people that you're booking your ceremony with. That's what they're there for. That's their job. That's what you've hired them to do. And you still want to have, of course, you know, organized structure, but nowhere detailed, like we had talked about earlier in the show. It's your fun. It's your day. You want to create an experience. And what we started here for all the brides and grooms, for example, on their wedding day, we're going to ask them, they're going to get a card just to fill out just a couple lines on what's most special about their day right now, that day. And then Pine Lodge, a year later, will mail that out to the bride and groom. And because they won't know each other, what they said. So they're going to get an anniversary card from Pine Lodge Muskoka, and in it will be their answers.
I think right now is a perfect time to invite all the listeners right now to do that for themselves, even. Write down, even if you just mm-hmm. put, you know, quick little note right now, think of something that's really important to you, that you know, want to promise to yourself, to love and support yourself, honor yourself in a way that, you know, really means something to you, that maybe you need a little extra support and love. Write that down on a notepad, and then when you can, or maybe, hey, if you're like, you know, I know, Jim, you do this too, we always have little note cards at home anyways. You know, write that out to yourself, and then maybe not mail it to you, because we can't mail it out in a year, but wait, how can we do this? You know what? Why not mail it yourself right now? Even if it takes 3 or 4 days, it's a good, sometimes we can forget by the end of the day something that we're thinking about in the morning. So I think that's a great little exercise for us all to do, or you know what, or mail it to somebody else, or mail, maybe you've been to a wedding and it's not even their anniversary. Why not mail them a card just to say, that was really important to me that I shared that day with you, like, just to make them feel special, and it'll help remind them of the vows. Oh, that maybe they're having a tough time. Maybe, you know.
And it's even just for a bride and groom, even if you're in a relationship or you're married or in a relationship, I think it's important to once in a while remind that person why they're so special to you. Yes, there's those words, I love you, which are very strong. They're beautiful words, but it's nice to be able to tell your partner, tell your spouse, you know, I really like when you do this, or, you know, something about your, you know, your sparkle in your eyes, you know, I think there needs to be more of that, more, you know, to help. Again, right now, your relationship, it's so important. Like I said in the beginning, this is the most significant you'll have than any other human being, you know, you're committing to be married to that individual, you know, and it's sometimes people do need to be reminded a little bit, you know, about that, because
it
started with love.
They do, and it's nice to hear it anyways, right?
Yep. And we're going to, here at Pine Lodge, we're actually going to be having marriage retreats here. And so people that have been married for 3 years, 5 years, and I'm not saying for those couples that are, you know, they're having stress in the relationship, even if they're not. But again, it gives an opportunity here to come for a weekend and redefine and strengthen the relationship that they have. Mm. And we're so excited about that.
I love that.
Our lodge actually has that type of atmosphere because we have 14 rooms. Like, we have 10 Muskoka season standard rooms, and then we have 4 suites. And what's really nice about Pine Lodge Muskoka, it's a 3-minute walk to the lake. And then we'll have speakers, we'll have the activities for couples to do together. And we're really excited about it.
You know what? I love the activities, and it sounds lovely. And, you know, the environment in which we do things, I think really, really plays a role. You have my brain so happy and excited. I'm looking all over the place. Oh, I remember. So I wanted to express right now, if I could, years and years ago, goodness, I'm trying to remember when this was, I always have to laugh. I love telling this story. I was in a relationship that really needed couples counseling, and I was the one who went that the other did not go. So I always laugh at this because I learned so much. I was going to go with somebody else. However, he didn't show up. That's okay. So you know what? What I did learn, and I love it, at the very beginning, she asked me if I had a definition for the word love. And you just said this, you right now just said it's such a powerful word. It's a beautiful word. But the definition of love, and so when she shared this, which I wrote that down, my goodness, and it has changed my life ever since. And how I heard it, how she relayed this to me, and I feel like it's like truth for me, is to love someone. Love is when you are interested in someone, when you care about somebody, I love that, when you're interested in somebody, because there's many different levels of love. You know, some you marry, some you don't. To love someone is to care about and have interest in. And by reminding that person why you're interested in them, why you care about them, is so beautiful. And I think that, like what you're saying, different settings, whether you're going to a retreat or you're, you know, down by the water and the water is doing something for you, or you're sitting in front of the fire, because I know you've got the fire pit there. This sounds like it doesn't sound pretty when I say fire pit, but anyways, you know, the beautiful pop of the flames. You know, or different lighting. I do believe that environment and settings can make something even more special. Like when you're doing, saying that commitment and doing the things. I think that environment.
Absolutely.
Flowers.
Yeah, and so when you're outside, like you said, like an environment inside, like that's one of the beautiful places about Muskoka, is you have that nice, and you have the history. Like this lodge, for example, is celebrating 90 years. So just think of the amount of weddings and happy memories that have been created throughout 90 years here. And of course, there's going to be details and logistics and ideas, important deadlines to meet. But at the same time, what people want people to know when they're planning their wedding is, again, open communication and enjoy it. Enjoy the journey to the big day. Don't stress yourself up to it. Enjoy the journey. Have fun with it. Experience it. And always talk to each other. Talk it out.
You know, and as the wedding planner yourself, it's important to have a mediator, I think, sometimes. Because, you know, I think I've talked about this book before. There's the four languages of love. Because we all can communicate a little differently. And sometimes we do need a mediator, even for ourselves, to figure out what is in my heart that I'm trying to, first of all, A, put into words, because I'm going to be committed to this other person, and B, in the details, so that other people, when they step into, you know, they arrive, the guests arrive, and they're like, oh, look, I love walking in and seeing that board of pictures of, you know, and they have it now, they do it on video screen, but, you know, those pictures, they roll. You will be
absolutely,
that was an
yes.
event. I know that you did this. Yes.
Yes, I did that at an 80th birthday celebration. Oh, there will be the videos. Oh, there's going to be a lot. Oh, yes. No, it's going. And that's, again, we want everybody to be happy and enjoy themselves and create memories. And what's really important, what I recommend when the bride and groom come see me is I try to encourage them, the partners, for always to come together every meeting. For some reason, it all of a sudden then becomes majority of the bride then comes after the first meeting, and the bride meets with the venue. Whereas I encourage, this is a together process, you know, and I think it's really important that both come and see us here at the lodge. You know, when we're having updates and everything, not just showing up for the, you know, the official discussion, the sign of the contract, and you don't see the other one until the rehearsal dinner, you know, whereas I think it's important.
The involvement.
Yes, absolutely, because it's both your wedding day, and I think it's very important. I encourage that to the couples, and I've actually had a really good response from that.
Oh, I love, yeah. I think, you know, I love that you just said encourage, the word encourage. You are, oh, my goodness, encourage. Cool. That's heart in French, by the way, so that's nice that you said that.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes, so too, but to encourage the involvement. I think that's, oh my goodness, I think you just answered my question earlier. Why aren't people, you know, they're not having involvement. That's why they're not going to the ceremony. They're not, you know, going to this, like, all the speeches are long. It's about involvement, and I think you just, that's a perfect way to go into the commercials here. When we are looking at our own commitments and our own vows and how we're going to honor them, it's to get involved, be involved from step one to the memory stage, because I think if you're not involved, how do you have memories, right?
Exactly.
Come on, here's our commercial.
You just said it perfectly.
Oh, it's not. I'm imagining it. Goodness, that was so funny. You see, I'm so worried that I'm always going to get cut off for the commercial.
Here we go.
All right. I'm overly involved. Okay, when we come back, weddings.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, back with Jim, Pine Lodge, Muskoka. Okay, Jim, the toughest part I think people do stress about, because it really is it's very serious and it really matters, and people are going to hear this. Let's talk about writing the vows. Because I know people are asking you, people are, you know, like, how does one, where does one start? What does one need to say? What talk about vows with us.
Oh, that's good. Well, vows, again, we would say they basically are truly the heart, I think, of the wedding. Personally, I feel that way. And basically, with wedding vows, because you're looking at the exchange, it literally is the integral part of a wedding ceremony. At the same time, it's also a very romantic moment, you know, and that's the time, the opportunity for the perfect place to express your feelings towards your soon-to-be spouse. And so I encourage people to start thinking of the vows sooner than later. It's not something that should be done 2 days or the day before and you're writing things down. You know, this is something that you want to be able to, I think, take your time. And this is an opportunity you're telling. You're making that commitment. You know, you're saying, I do. And to me, it's worth the time to take that, to really back and think, what do you want? How do you want to express it? And you could add emotion. You can add, of course, you know, there's a variety type of vows. You've got traditional vows that, you know, the justice of the peace or minister, for example, as you're reciting. But I like it when it comes from the heart, when it's literally from your words, not from a textbook, not from Google, you know, search, because there's so many different. But I just think that, you know, because basically you're making a commitment. This is forever. This is always. And you want, and I just love when people get emotional, to be honest, during their vow exchange, because it is. They are making the biggest commitment of their life.
Yes. You know what? That's the moment where you get the lump in the throat, or, you know, you're watching even on TV. You might not even know these people. See, you're just watching a show, a TV, a movie. You've gotten to know that role. And you really do choke up. I mean, I am not a super sensitive person, but my goodness, you know, I laugh before anything. But no, sometimes it really gets to me and you go, oh my gosh. Because you're right. Somebody is speaking from their heart. And I think that's what I really want to highlight here, is that you get to witness people who come to you to say, I love this other person, whoever this is or whatever the situation is, and I want to make this promise in front of all these people that I love. And I think that's what, you know what, actually, if I bring it back even back, when a proposal, when somebody is proposing, actually, it's probably very similar, I don't know, I'm trying to think about this now, to the vows, because aren't they saying in that asking of, you know, would you consider, you know, basically
but,
one person.
But a proposal is usually, one side, though, right? Proposal is usually kind of one side, right?
Right.
So the other person
is
accepting and may say a couple, or may not accept it. If they're an elite game being proposed in front of thousands of people, hopefully they will accept it. But the thing is, with the proposal, again, the proposal is a very key part of the whole wedding ceremony. But again, it's only one, you know, it's more like one-sided, you know, so, and everyone dreams about that day where they're going to be proposed. But again, the wedding vows is both, you know, both partners being able to verbally exchange how they feel about each other and make it personal. I think that's like truly the heart of the.
You raised a question in my mind, though, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, when you said a lot of people dream of that day that they are going to be proposed to. So actually, you know what? I'm wondering, you know, it may not be a spoken thing, but I don't think it's one-sided, because if the person has dreamed of being proposed to, they probably have, quote-unquote, some expectations or something that they're looking for to hear. They're waiting to, you know, say somebody did ask somebody else, but they said it in a way that didn't connect with that other person. So I do believe it definitely is two-sided, the proposal as well. Because it really has to say, oh wow, I really love what you are proposing to me here. What I would like to make a vow moving forward. And I think I'd like to explore this further, and we could start, I'll say yes, and you've asked, and I'll say yes, and so then now we can start planning. What is it we are coming together? What are we uniting on? Let's communicate about this, and how we share that with the world and ask the world to support us and to witness us and stand. Oh, isn't that the funny part? Sorry about the wedding. They say if anybody, you know,
oh, that's okay.
Does not
no, but you're
this,
right. But actually, when you really truly think the definition of proposal, look at the true definition of it, for example. You know, because you're actually putting forward something for consideration. Hey, how about you and I getting married? You know, you're actually yes. So I see what you're saying. And right now, proposals have become very popular. Due to shows like The Bachelor and Bachelorette. And literally, the proposals now are getting more and more. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, it's interesting because. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no, it's amazing from the time you start, like you said, when you first meet that person, you have that special spark. You can feel that chemistry right down throughout your relationship and the proposal and the wedding. And the wedding needs to be a special day because you're creating an everlasting memory. And that's what I tell the brides and grooms.
And with that, the memory of it. Actually, speaking of memories, I would love if you could share with us, whether it's a story or just advice of, you know, you can never, well, I don't know if you can, maybe you can't, have a regret-free wedding from some of the people that you've either, you know, known who have been married for however long, that, you know, maybe the 80-year-olds have been married for 60 of those years. what's some advice or some stories or whatnot about trying to have the most regret-free wedding that you could possibly have?
Trying to have the most regret-free. I think, again, it's like I'm talking about the communication. I'm trying to think of a couple, even thinking of a story, because I have a lot of stories of people that have regretted doing certain things on their wedding day. That was one.
Well, that actually helps, too, because we learn from others' mistakes, right?
Yeah. Well, for example, when we talked earlier about you're being stressed. Yeah, because when you're being stressed, like, you know, you don't want to be stressed. And like we try to encourage, you know, get your sleep, drink lots of water. And I was at a wedding where, you know, the church was packed and the bride starts coming down the aisle. And then, you know, after about a quarter of the way, stop, pause for a second. And everyone's like, ooh, why is she stopping? You know what? And then she then looked to the people to the left of her and they moved down the pew and she sat down. And then we're thinking, what's going on? And then, you know, and then she comes back up and she starts going, you know, again, and then she stops. And then she turned around and she turned around and went out. And we're thinking, runaway bride, what's going on? And the groom goes down. But it turns out she was extremely dehydrated. She was so nervous and stressed out. She wasn't drinking. She hadn't eaten the last couple of days. But meanwhile, of course, you know, everyone's thinking, oh, no, she's having second thoughts. You know, this is becoming like an episode of Young and the Restless. What's going on? And but instead, it was because she wasn't hydrated. And I've actually used that story sometimes when I talk to some of the brides, because you have to take care of yourself. You have to get rest. You have to drink. Keep yourself hydrated. Make sure you have food. Because look at something like that. And here she's now regretted that because this is her most special day, and she literally just, you know, that really unfortunately did not have a good memory for her, you know. And the wedding did happen, but it was delayed for over an hour. And again, that's not the feeling of guesswork, knowing what's going on. So that's why it's really important, you know, to take care of yourself during this whole process.
I love that. And you know what's fun? When I'm thinking about ceremony in any kind of thing, right now, just because I was at a martial arts studio last night doing a presentation, I'm thinking of there's many ceremonies that we can go through, whether we're, you know, going through different levels or something. But do you know, I do recall that the preparation for ceremonies is actually days. I think, you know, sorry, I've been Passover, because it's Passover. It's days of process. Like, everything's a build up, and I love that. Maybe that's actually is. You're right. The best thing to have help, but to not regret things like, oh, I wish I did this, I wish I did that.
Yeah, you do not want to, you honor. Don't want a bride meltdown. That's the last thing you want.
No, you don't want the meltdown. And I love that, because honoring that it's not just that exact moment date. So prepare, write your vows, really think about your vows for however long it takes. Like, don't just do it the couple days before. So that's a huge helpful tip to not have that regret. And also to prep your body. You are now in physical form. Allowing your heart to do something, you know, that your soul wants to experience. So to prepare physically, not just your environment, like the hall or the church and everything, but to prepare your actual body.
You said the mindset.
The mindset of it. Oh, because that's where the stress really sinks in. And you know, when you've been a part of many anniversary celebrations and big ones, like 40s, 50s, 60s, like they've been married for a long time. And do they have such a big event at those ones? Like, is it almost like even more of an event because look at us, we did it? Or what is it?
Well, I still see, I've organized a lot of golden 50th anniversary celebrations, and I love those because 50 years of marriage together, one partner is to me a huge testament of their love and respect for each other. And I love the fact that it's called the golden anniversary. Yeah. And that's why I want many people here to be coming back and celebrate their 25th, their 10th anniversary. Because it's a celebration. It's a celebration of your love every year. And that's what we had mentioned earlier. The anniversary to me is very important as well in a relationship.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, you are just so I know you as a person. I know that you are so looking forward to creating experiences, but also continue to share them. And you get so happy and excited. You just light right up when you get to do the details, because I do know that you are all about that experience. And just this last minute of closing off, I would love everybody to hear just a little bit about Pine Lodge Muskoka and the weddings, whatever you'd like to share with us right now that you would like people to know about, and because the gym is just fantastic for putting on events for anybody. So I do want to give you the opportunity to share with us just a little bit about that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Oh, thank you. Well, Pine Lodge Muskoka is located in Port Sydney, Ontario, and it's absolutely beautiful. Yes, the town is just amazing. It's a tiny, cute little town. As you're coming in, it says, "Welcome to Port Sydney, home of 800 happy families and one old grouch." And it just, the lodge, like I said, it was earlier, it was created in 1927. And a woman, you know, Ms. Clark, she unfortunately lost her husband. She had four children. So the town actually got together and built this lodge for her so she could have income. So she would run it from May to Thanksgiving. And now it's been renovated through the years. It's absolutely just beautiful. It's very boutique-ish. 10 rooms, 4 suites. And the restaurant is opening up for Mother's Day, actually. And it's going to be called Jimmy Z's. And it's going to have a Mother's Day celebration. And what's talking about a nice theme about romance and date is on Wednesday nights in the summer, it's going to be date night here at Jimmy C's. And so you'll be able to come and have a wonderful dinner
there, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. And a wonderful dinner. We have a wonderful dinner. And if you have children, there will actually be a licensed person here to take care of them.
Okay, so anybody wants to find out more about Pine Lodge Muskoka, then they can Facebook me or get in touch with me, and I'll get all the details out to you. Thank you for listening, everybody. Go write themselves a love note. Okay, thanks, Jim, so much.
Thank you, Lisa.